All right, wrestling fans, we've made it. St. Valentine's Day Massacre, one of the great supercards of the PWA. We have every title except the Dark Horse title on the line, where we have the Illinois Tag Team Champions, Dirty Dick Slater and Italian Stallion, defending the titles against Black Bart and Blacktop and Brooklyn Brawler. But again, Black Bart left, so what's going on there? Does Brawler have another partner? We'll have to come back in a minute and see. Illinois Heavyweight title on the line as Iceman King Parsons defends the title against Rick the Model Martel. The Heartbreakers Rumble going on with 19 participants in it tonight. Then the American Tag Team titles as the Gorgeous Gentlemen defend the titles once again against the Acolytes. And then the match we've been waiting for since the Tower of Doom match back at Christmas Chaos. American Heavyweight title on the line. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert defending the title against Kendall Windham. All right, that is the rundown of our card. Let's get right into the matches. Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Dirty Dick Slater and Italian Stallion defending against what is supposed to be Black Bart and Brooklyn Brawler. But with Bart's departure, Brawler hasn't been able to find another tag team partner to take his spot. So he wrestles the match as a handicap match. Slater and Stallion take full advantage of their advantage. Stallion getting the pin after a spine buster in a time of 5 minutes, 10 seconds. Your winners and still Illinois Tag Team Champions are Dirty Dick Slater and Italian Stallion. Next match is the Illinois Heavyweight title on the line. Iceman King Parsons defending against Rick the Model Martel. Martel comes out to the ring first with Sunshine. He takes the microphone and explains to the crowd why he is going to leave Champaign with the Illinois Heavyweight title when no one else has been able to take it away from Iceman since last year's St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Yes, Iceman has held the title since last year's St. Valentine's Day Massacre, making him the longest reigning champion in PWA history. Iceman comes out to the ring, or the ramp with Missy. He reminds Martel that he lost to Barry Horowitz last week at the fairgrounds. If he couldn't beat Horowitz, how does he possibly have a chance against the greatest Illinois heavyweight champion ever? Iceman slowly makes his way down to the ring. Once the match begins, Martel shows that he is quite the match for Iceman. The match goes back and forth, showing that Martel can rise to the occasion of a PWA supercard. The match remains a one-on-one affair. Iceman looks like he doesn't want to give Martel the satisfaction that he might need help in defeating him. Martel has Iceman locked in the Boston Crab, but Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Sunshine quickly drags her off. Martel's distraction with the women allows Iceman to crawl to the bottom rope. Martel looks to capitalize on his momentum, but Iceman backdrops him over the top rope onto the floor. Iceman climbs out of the ring and drops across Martel's back with the double axe handle. Iceman tosses Martel into the guardrail before rolling him back into the ring. While Martel gets back to his feet, Iceman climbs the turnbuckle. Iceman comes off with a flying shoulder tackle, but Martel steps out of the way. Iceman rolls back to his feet near the opposite corner. Martel charges the corner and jumps onto the middle turnbuckle for a monkey flip, but Iceman holds onto the ropes. Martel slams hard onto the mat. Iceman charges out of the corner. Martel telegraphs a backdrop. Iceman leapfrogs over him and wraps him in a backslide for the pin. Martel argues with Jerry Calhoun that his shoulders were up before the three count, but Calhoun says they were still on the mat when he made the count. In a time of 35 minutes, 29 seconds, Iceman King Parsons is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. He's been the champion since winning the title last year at St. Valentine's Day Massacre, 364 days ago. Who can take the title away from him? Ironmark Sharp says he's the one. We'll have to see what he can do. However, we also have the Heartbreakers Rumble, whose winner might challenge Iceman for the title. But before we get there, the IAW update. Saturday, February 7th, Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. The first matches of the IAW Canadian Heavyweight Title Tournament happened, with Dusty Rhodes representing the IWGP defeating Stampede Wrestling's Great Muta. Rocky Johnson from Stampede Wrestling defeated Bam Bam Bigelow from Pacific Northwest Wrestling. Gino Hernandez from Pacific Northwest defeated Ron the Truth Killings from Maple Leaf Wrestling. And Scott Hall from Pacific Northwest Wrestling defeated Buff Bagwell from Motor City Wrestling. So Stampede and Pacific Northwest having a good show. But again, when you have five of the eight territories of the IAW involved, you're going to have more of some of them. So it's going to be a great match and tournament to see who becomes the first Canadian heavyweight champion. Now we get to the Heartbreakers Rumble. 19 men involved. Living Legend Larry Zbysko, Jerry the King Lawler, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, Goldust, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Iron Mike Sharp, Brian Christopher, British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith, Tracy Smothers, Johnny B. Bad, Dangerous Doug Gilbert, Beef Stew Lou Marconi, Scott Taylor, Ken Wayne, Danny Davis, Magnum TA, James Storm, Mark Merrow, and Barry Horowitz. It's going to be a great match. As you remember, the first 5 minutes, you have eight men in the ring. And then every minute after that, you have somebody join the match until everybody's in. All right, so the match starts off with Johnny B. Bad, Larry Zbysko, Beef Stew Lou Marconi, Goldust, Magnum TA, Tracy Smothers, Greg Valentine, and Barry Horowitz. At 2 minutes 52 seconds, Goldust is eliminated by Johnny B. Bad. At 3:06, Greg Valentine is eliminated by Larry Zbysko. 3:42, Larry Zbysko is eliminated by Johnny B. Bad. At 5 minutes, James Storm enters the match. At 6 minutes, Nightmare Danny Davis enters the match. At 6:13, Barry Horowitz is eliminated by James Storm. At 7 minutes, Mark Merrow enters the match. At 8, Austin Idol enters the match. 8:18, 18 seconds after getting into the ring, Beef Stew Lou Marconi is eliminated by Austin Idol. Austin Idol being the one who'd been in for 18 seconds. At 9 minutes, Davey Boy Smith enters the match. At 10 minutes, Jerry Lawler enters the match. At 10:07, James Storm is eliminated by Tracy Smothers. At 11 minutes, Ken Wayne enters the match. 30 seconds later, Ken Wayne eliminates Austin Idol. At 12 minutes, Brian Christopher enters the match. At 13 minutes, Doug Gilbert enters the match. At 13:49, Magnum TA is eliminated by Brian Christopher. At 14 minutes, Iron Mike Sharp enters the match. 14:09, Johnny B. Bad is eliminated by Danny Davis. At 14:57, Iron Mike Sharp is eliminated by Doug Gilbert. At 15 minutes, Scott Taylor enters the match as the final entrant. At 16:55, Davey Boy Smith is eliminated by both the Nightmares. At 17:48, Doug Gilbert is eliminated by Jerry Lawler. At 19:36, both Nightmares are eliminated by Mark Merrow. At 20:04, Brian Christopher is eliminated by Jerry Lawler, leaving the final four of Jerry Lawler, Tracy Smothers, Scott Taylor, and Mark Merrow. At 22:45, Jerry Lawler is eliminated by Tracy Smothers. At 25:14, Scott Taylor is eliminated by Mark Merrow. And at 26:33, Mark Merrow is eliminated by Tracy Smothers. So your winner of the Heartbreakers Rumble, getting a shot at any title he wants, is Tracy Smothers. So again, you would think automatically this is American heavyweight title shot for Tracy Smothers. Maybe. But then again, his tag team partner, Kendall Windham, has the shot tonight. He could be American heavyweight champion tonight. So again, maybe, just maybe, Tracy Smothers decides he's going to go and take the title away from Iceman King Parsons. We're going to have to see what Tracy decides to do with it. All right, the American tag team titles are on the line as the Gorgeous Gentlemen defend the titles once again against the former champions, the Acolytes. These two teams have been at each other for months. Both times, the Gorgeous Gentlemen have won the American Tag Team titles. They defeated the Acolytes. The Acolytes have, though, have won every tag team title available through the IAW. Both teams put on a great display for the crowd, showing them what great champions are made of. Farouk and Garvin carry the bulk of the match. Garvin manages to get a timely tag on Adams to change the tide of the match. Adams gets some momentum built up, but Farouk slams him into the turnbuckle with a powerbomb. The Acolytes take turns beating down on him until Michelle hands Garvin a chain. Bradshaw charges Garvin in the corner. Garvin nails him with the chain. Adam rolls Bradshaw up to get the pin to retain the titles in a time of 19 minutes, 28 seconds. Your winners and still your American Tag Team Champions, the Gorgeous Gentlemen, Gentleman Chris Adams and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. All right, now we get to our main event. Looks like the culmination for all the issues between Kendall Windham and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. However, we just said a minute ago, Tracy Smothers won the Heartbreakers Rumble to challenge the champion at some point in the next season. That'll make it interesting if Kendall wins the title tonight. Kendall and Michelle come down to the ring first. Kendall climbs into the ring and grabs the microphone from the ring announcer. He tells Eddie to kiss the American heavyweight title goodbye because he's losing it tonight. Eddie and Missy come down to the ring. Eddie asks for the microphone on the outside of the ring. Eddie rails against Kendall and the rest of the Nightmare Stable. He proclaims himself the eternal PWA American Heavyweight Champion, and Kendall is nothing more than chewing gum on the bottom of his boot. Kendall climbs out of the ring and begins to chase Eddie around the ring. Eddie slides into the ring with Kendall right behind him. Eddie nails Kendall with a short clothesline. David Manning calls for the bell to start the match. Eddie tries to keep control of the match so that he can finish Kendall off early. Eddie gets a fireball ready, but Kendall moves out of the way. The fireball flares harmlessly. Missy starts to throw a fit outside the ring. While Eddie is distracted by Missy, Kendall nails him from behind with a running knee lift. Eddie falls out of the ring. Manning backs Kendall away from the ropes. Michelle comes around the ring and tackles Missy as she tries to help Eddie back to his feet. Eddie grabs Michelle by the hair. Kendall shoves Manning out of the way and climbs out of the ring. Eddie scoop slams Michelle on the concrete floor. Kendall nails Eddie with a running bulldog next to Michelle. Kendall takes control of the match, rolling Eddie back into the ring. Kendall gets the pin after a pile driver in the middle of the ring in a time of 9 minutes, 24 seconds. Your winner and new American Heavyweight Champion is Kendall Windham. As Manning hands Kendall the title belt, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International rushes the ring. They are followed closely behind by the Nightmares. The ring fills up as both stables seek to show their dominance over the other. The chaos ensues as the episode ends. All right, so Kendall Windham is your new American Heavyweight Champion. That makes a much bigger target on his back as far as Eddie and Hot Stuff Hyatt International are concerned. This is going to be an interesting spring season. How long will Kendall keep the title? Who will become the first ever IAW United States Heavyweight Champion? All those questions and many more will begin to be answered next week. All right, I thank you for being here for another great season of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. Be back here next week as we begin the march towards Remember Their Legacy Memorial Day week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here. Share the podcast with your friends who enjoy good, hardcore, old school wrestling. And let them know about Pro Wrestling America and the Wrestling with Theology podcast.